Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Lectures. The title is Vikriti Pada, a lecture demonstration on Vedas in English, presented by Veda Sammelanam. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Swara Varnakrama. In the Swaras, I told you, this Anudata, Udata, Swarita and Prachaya. For example, if you take a word like Prajapati, Prajapati, pra is anudata, prajapati, pa is raised and ti is prachaya. So it has got all the four swaras in this particular word prajapati. And one has to be very careful in the actual swaras because the swara may give rise to totally different results. Normally in the Vedas, they give the example of Tvashta performing an yajna. This Tvashta was performing an yajna where he wanted a person to come out of the yajna who will go and kill Indra. That was his intention. So from the yajna, he wants to generate a person who will kill Indra. So he wanted to pray for that particular thing, for this person to come out. But when he recited the mantra, he just only varied the swara. Indra Shatruvardhasva and Indra Shatruvardhasva, that is what he recited. Then what happened? Just by changing the swara, the person who came out of the yajna, he came. But instead of him killing Indra, got killed by Indra. Just by a variation in the swara, changed the result totally diametrically opposite. So that is how we have to handle Veda mantras. When they say swaras are important, by reading it from a tape or a book, we don't know whether it is correct or not. That's why I said, you should learn it from a Shrotriyaha, the one who learned from a guru, who is a Shrotri himself. Learn from him and then only we can be sure that it is correct. That is why Padashala, they drill so much because the learning should be perfect. So this is all this Anudata, Udata, all those things they have to maintain. So for the Saraswati, now he is going to recite how the Swaras are all maintained in this word.
Sakara. Sakarodata Akara. Rephal Padara Dairo Vyanjana Swarita Akara. Sakara Dvitva Vakara Prachaya Akara. Sakara prajaya ikara.
So now the sakara udatta. Sakara is plus akara. The sakara udatta akara it is. And repa alpatara prayatra tairo vyanjana swarita akara. So for the ra, how this ra is displayed, ir plus a. And how that is also in combination with akara. Sakara dvitva vakara, the is. And vakara prachaya akara. Vakara is prachaya here. And akara a, takara prachaya ikaraha. Takara is again prachaya. With ikara thi, it becomes Saraswati. That is how the swaras in the word Saraswati have to be understood. So swara, the word, the letters in Saraswati, how we have understood earlier by the Varnakrama. And now the swara of each letter, how it has to be understood in the word Saraswati through this swara Varnakrama. Then the next one is called the matra Varnakrama. Matra Varnakrama, matra is the time taken for occurrence of a vowel, a consonant in combination before and after a vowel, all those things. For example, one matras, two matras, three matras, four matras, half matras, quarter matras. There are various matras, the duration for this thing. For example, you know, the rishis, how they have devised this duration of time. For example, if you take a crow, which is a domestic crow, which we see in our neighborhood. And a crow which is in the forest. There are forest crows. They are all very dark. Domestic crows will have a white in the neck around. There's a white thing. And the forest crow will be all dark. So the time taken for a crow to say ka, right? Say ka. When it says ka, for a forest crow, it is one matra. For a domestic crow, it is two matras. For a peacock it makes sound, right? For a peacock, it is three matras. For a peacock. For example, when a mongoose is going to catch a snake, it makes a noise, it is half matra. Right? So, the rishis have devised the reference for all this metric, for the time duration using these sounds made by animals. We may wonder, why these rishis have to go after these animals? There are so many human beings, millions of them. We can ask somebody to recite. But the human being can change his sound depending on whom he is talking to. A crow never changes. A peacock never changes. So they used these natural systems in the ecosystem as references for referring to this duration of this sound. But if somebody is not able to go and, you know, observe all this, they give some simple solution. For example, if you combine your thumb and your middle finger and make this sound, it is one matra. And you keep this thing as a metric to count multiple matras. So they give these things as our, these things. For example, if you take Namaha, Namaha is im plus a, that a is one matra for Namaha. But avo rajanam, if you take that word, that a, that a is two matras. Avo rajana a, amritasyana, three matra. So this is how, for these three words, the same a, and a, they have devised one matras, two matras, and three matras. So in the word Saraswati, how each letter has to be occurred for what matra duration, that he is going to now decide for the matra varnakrama for Saraswati.
Ardhamatrika sakara, ekamatrikodatta akara, anumatrika virama, ardhamatrika paranga bhuta repha, ekamatrika tero vyanjana prayatna svarita akara, anumatrika virama, ardhamatrika sakara dvitva, dvimatrika sakara dvitva, ardhamatrika vakara, ekamatrika prachaya akara, anumatrika virama, ardhamatrika paranga bhuta takara, dvimatrika prachaya ikara.
Actually, he mixed here this angakrama also. Because angakrama I am going to tell next. This is only matra krama we are saying right now. I will tell what angakrama later. It is ardhamatrika sakara. So for this sa saraswati, it is ardhamatra. Ardhamatra saraswati. Eka matrikodata akara. The is plus a, that a is one matra. That's what it says. Anumatrika virama. You have the virama kalam. Anumatrika virama. Ardhamatrika repa eka matrika alpatara prayatna trairo vyanjana swarita akara. So for the repa, next one. For each one of them, what is the duration that is taken? That characteristic is given in Saraswati. Now think, for just this, to say a word Saraswati, how many things you have to remember? Then only it will be a perfect Saraswati. And then the next Varnakrama is called Angavarnakrama. This Angavarnakrama, this is also a good concept. For any word, for example, if you take any letter also, if you take a letter like Ka, the Ka is made up of Ik plus A. Right? The A is the vowel and Ik is the consonant. Now, the vowels are called Angi and that consonant is called Angaha. Angaha is organ. For example, if I take me, I have my hands, I have my legs, I have my head. So, they are Angas. For me, they are the Angas. So, for this letter, it has an Anga, it has an Angi. So, Angi is the vowel and I am the Angi. My hands are my Anga. Same way here also the vowel is the angi and the consonant ik is called this anga. Now for example if you take all these letters like ka, cha, ta, ta, pa, all those things are all called as a group as paranga. Paranga is the uniform word for all these letters ka and all that thing. And there are letters, for example, there are letters which may come between two vowels. For example, you may have one vowel, another vowel may be there. You may have one letter in between, two letters in between, several letters in between. Now, for each letter, the angi is the vowel and the consonant, there are several consonants in between. For the consonants in between, which is the angi? How do you determine that? If you have only one consonant, you will know. If you have several, between two vowels, you cannot find out which is the angi for the actual angi for that. For example, if I give you an example, if you have this room, we have got 1000 watt bulb here and another 100 watt bulb at the other end. Now, if you look at the light in this room, how much of this room had the contribution from the 1000 watt bulb and how much got the contribution from the 100 watt bulb, how you will analyze this? Right? Similar. So, if you have got 7-8 letters, actually in the Veda there are only two occasions, there are the maximum of 7 such consonants come between two vowels. And between them, if this is the angi, the vowel, next is a consonant, next is a consonant, next is a consonant, another consonant, about 5-6 of them and another vowel. Now, for this consonant, which is the angi? Is this angi or that is the angi? How do you do nirnayam of that? For that, there are Vyasa Sutras. How will you find out? And this Angavarnakrama will tell you which is Paranga, which is Purvanga, it will tell all that thing. So that is how in the Saraswati word, how this various Anga Angi relationship, how they have to be understood, that's what is taught by Angavarna Karma.
Ardhamatrika Paranga Bhuta Sakara Ekamatrika Alpadara Tairo Alpadara Prayatna Tairo Vyanjana Sparita Akara Anumatrika Virama Ardhamatrika Purvanga Bhuta Sakara Dvitta Sakara Dvitta Sakara Dvitva Ardhamatrika Vakara ఏకమాత్రికోదాత్త ఏకమాత్రిక పూర్వాంగభూత ఏకమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత అకార అనుమాత్రిక విరామ అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత తకార ద్విమాత్రిక ప్రజల ఈకారాహ.
ఇట్ ఈస్ అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత సకార. సో ఇస్ ప్లస్ ఆ, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ పరాంగభూత, దట్ ఈస్ ది సరస్వతి. సా ఏకమాత్రికోదాత్త అకార, సో వన్ మాత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ ఉదాత్త అకార. అనుమాత్రిక విరామ, విరామ టైమ్ ఇస్ అనుమాత్రిక. అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత రేప, సో రేప ద నెక్స్ట్ రా పరాంగభూత రేప, ఇట్ ఈస్ అర్ధమాత్రిక ఇట్ ఈస్. అండ్ దెన్ ఏకమాత్రిక అల్పతర ప్రయత్న తైరోవ్యంజన స్వరిత అకార. దెన్ ఫర్ ఇస్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అగైన్ ఏకమాత్రిక అల్పతర ప్రయత్న ఇస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ తైరోవ్యంజన స్వరిత అకార అగైన్ అండ్ అర్ధమాత్రిక విరామ అగైన్. అణ్వణుమాత్రిక పూర్వ పరాంగభూత, ఇట్ ఇస్ పూర్వ పరాంగభూత పరాంగభూత, పూర్వ పరాంగభూత పూర్వాంగభూత ఇట్ ఈస్ సకార ద్విత్వ అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత అకార ఏకమాత్రిక ప్రచయ అకార అణుమాత్రిక విరామ అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత తకార ద్విమాత్రిక ప్రచయ ఈకార ద్వమాత్రిక విరామాహ. దట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది అంగవర్ణ క్రమ ఆఫ్ సరస్వతి. ది వర్డ్ సరస్వతి, హౌ యూ హౌ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్, ది రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ ది వవల్స్ అండ్ ద కాన్సనెంట్స్ అండ్ రిలేటివ్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ వేర్ ఇట్ అకర్స్. అండ్ ది ఫైనల్ వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వర్ణసారభూత వర్ణక్రమ, విచ్ ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ కాంప్లికేటెడ్ వర్ణక్రమ. యాక్చువల్లీ వెన్ హీ రిసైటెడ్ ద శ్లోక, హీస్ రిసైటెడ్ ది ఎలిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది శ్లోక ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్. దిస్ వర్ణసారభూత వర్ణక్రమ హ్యాస్ గాట్ 8 కంపోనెంట్స్ అండ్ వన్ ఇస్ ధ్వని. The dvani also has got 4 types of dvanis. One is called nada dvani, another is hakara dvani, then shwasa dvani, then arka dvani. There are so many types of dvani. For example, all the alphabets, the goshaha, they all come in the nada dvani category. Then hakara dvani, ha and all those kinds of akshara, they come in the hakara dvani. Then shwasa dvani, for example, all the prathama varnas, they all come in the shwasa dvani. And then arka dvani, the shasa saha, they all come in the arkadvani. So depending on what letter it is, you will understand what dvani they belong to. Then for each letter, there is a sthanam and a karanam. For example, if you take a letter like pa, now pa we understand is I plus A. When I say pa, the pa is, you know, it is originating the lips and that is a sthanam. And then the sound when it comes, there is a karanam. The upper lip doesn't move. Only the lower lip moves. So the lower lip is the karana. The upper lip, it is, even though it is originating in the lip pa, the lower lip only is the movement. So it is called, the lower lip is the karana. So for each letter, they all originate inside. And for between a dumb person and somebody else, what is the difference? The dumb person, the words do not come. Even though the Jataragni really pushes the actual sound that comes through the mouth, All the equipments in the mouth do not function properly for that sound to be expressed. So that is why he is a dumb person. He is struggling hard to express that sound. So here the karanas, all the karanas, for some of them, if you say tha, the tip of the tongue, it has to touch the upper portion of your mouth. So all these places, there is a sthanam and there is a karanam, and then there is a prayatnaha. Prayatnaha can be inward prayatna, it can be within us, or it can be external prayatna. So, abhyantara prayatnaha, bahyantara prayatnaha, two types of prayatna are there, the effort. And kalata is similar to matra, the duration. You take to utter a word, then swaraha, intonation, we have already seen earlier. And devata, for each letter there is a devata, and each letter there is a jati. So, all these 8 parameters have to be understood clearly before we recite any mantra in Varnasarabhuta Varnakrama. Now, if you take Saraswati, to recite this itself, it may take about 7-8 minutes, just for this alone. So, I am going to ask him, now what is the time, 4:45. So, I will ask him to recite only for Sa to start with. Saraswati, Sakara alone let him recite. డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ విల్ సీ వెదర్ వి వాంట్ గో ఫార్వర్డ్ ఆర్ నాట్. జస్ట్ రిసైట్ ఫర్ సకార.
వివృత కంఠోత్వారాఘోష మహాప్రాణాఖ్య బాహ్య ప్రయత్న సహిత నాదధ్వని జనిత తాళుస్థాన తాళుస్థానాత్యుప సంహృత కల్పోష్ట సహిత వివృత వివృత జిహ్వా మధ్యకరణ ఈషత్పృష్ట ప్రయత్నార్థమాత్ వివృత ప్రయత్నైకమా వివృత ప్రయత్నార్థమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత భూమిదేవతాక శూద్రజాతిక సకార అణుమాత్రిక విరామ అత్యుప సంహృత కంఠోత్త సంవారాఖ్య బాహ్య ప్రయత్న సహిత నాదధ్వన జనిత అత్యుప సంహృత కల్ప అనుష్ఠాన తదాభూతోష్ఠకరణ వివృత ప్రయత్నైకమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత భూమిదేవతాక బ్రాహ్మణ జాతి తర్జన్యంగుళ మధ్యరేఖాన్యాసయోగ్యా శరీరాజామశ్లక్ష్ణీకృత గళబిల వినిశ్రుత మరుషుధ్వనికాచారతుల్య గాంధారస్వరహేతుభూత మూర్ధ్నస్థానోత్పన్న హ్రస్వానుదాత్తస్వరగుణక వాజుదేవతాక బ్రాహ్మణ జాత్యకార అణుమాత్రిక విరామ.
హి రిసైటెడ్ మచ్ మోర్ దాన్ దట్ ఆల్సో, దట్ ఇస్ ఫైన్. సో వివృత కంఠో స్థిత వివారాఘోష మహాప్రాణాఖ్య బాహ్య ప్రయత్న విశిష్ట శ్వాసధ్వని జనిత ఉత్తర దంత మూల అధోభాగ స్థాన వివృతమస్య జిహ్వాగ్రకరణ వివృత ప్రయత్న అర్ధమాత్రిక పరాంగభూత భూమిదేవతాక శూత్రజాతిక సకార. దిస్ ఈస్ ఫార్ సా. ఫార్ సా ఇట్ టోల్డ్ ఆల్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్, ది 8 క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఐ జస్ట్ లిస్టెడ్, ఇట్ లిస్టెడ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ హియర్. అండ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో టోల్డ్ ద దేవత, భూమిదేవత, భూమిదేవత శూద్రజాతి. దిస్ లెటర్ సా బిలాంగ్స్ టు శూద్రజాతి. Now we have to understand what Shudra Jati is. Shudra Jati, we think Shudra Jati is some Shudra Jati. Shudra, Shokaha means Dukkaha. Dukkam is Shokam, you know, Shokam is Dukkam, all the sorrow. Dra, Dravayati, to drive away Dukkam. So that is, Dra means Dravayati, Do, Avakhandane, that is the Dhatu. So, Shucham, Dravayati, Iti Shudraha. The one who drives away the Dukkam of all other people is Shudra. This is what our scripture says. And you know what we understand in real time. Is there any connection at all? This is how things change in time. Our scriptures gave meaning of Shudra like this. It's a very, very noble, a kind of a person who drives away the dukkham of others. If you are suffering, he tries to drive away your dukkham. He suffers for you to drive away your dukkham. So, unless we learn this varnakrama, we cannot even understand what these words mean. So that is why when Veda mantras communicate, you cannot go to a dictionary and see the meaning of Veda mantras. I am a great pandita in Sanskrit, so Veda mantras are easy for me to understand. Never works. You have to go to a commentator, you have to go to an acharya. That is why it is always to be learned through a guru. Dictionaries cannot help us. They will give some literal meaning of a word and that's it. In Sanskrit, there is nothing like a word which is only 2-syllable, 4-syllable long. You can make a word which is so big, no problem at all. So you cannot learn it that way. So we had learned through a guru only. And that is why these mantras have to be handled very, very, very cautiously, very carefully. Actually, the way they want, the rishis have told us how to handle Veda mantras, there is a sloga. Yata vyagro haret putran. దంష్ట్రాభ్యాం నచపీటయేత్ బీతా పతన భేదాభ్యాం తత్తత్ వర్ణాన్ ప్రయోజయేత్. As a tiger, it has just given birth to these calves, small cubs. And now, if there is just a danger or something coming by, the tiger has to lift these small cubs and then move away. And also as it moves away, there is a small stream. He cannot just walk across, it has to jump across the stream. It has to hold these cubs in its mouth. It has to also jump across without causing damage to the cubs. Its teeth are very sharp. With the sharp teeth, if it is pressing the cubs a little hard, it is going to rip through the skin of the cub, it may die. When it is jumping across the stream, it has to put effort to jump across, but it cannot put any effort to hold these cubs strongly. You look at the precarious situation the tiger faces when it is going to save its cubs to cross the stream. That is how you have to handle Veda mantras. When you recite the mantras, it cannot be too forceful, more forceful. Normally this Alpa Prana, Mahaprana, those letters, when Mahaprana letters come, they will put such a force, bah, as if somebody is going to die. you have to put the adequate amount of force, the adequate amount of the time, the duration. Veda mantras have to be handled with such a great care, because it may give otherwise totally different results, different benefits. So that is why the rishis have devised all these methods of how to handle Veda mantras. The reverence with which we approach our scriptures, because it is apaurusheyaha. What, as our Gauri Shankar told in the morning, it is apaurusheya vishayaha, not made of a human origin. It is made by the Lord himself. When what the Lord has given to us, we have no liberty to change it. We can only handle it as given to us. And that is why these mantras are guarded so carefully. All these various types of recitations came into vogue because of that. And the understanding of all of them. So a person who learns the characteristics of all these letters, the matras, the swaras, the kalata, everything, he is Salakshana Ganapati. Look at how much of effort this person has to go through to gain such a title. We normally, we get carried away by Laukika education. I am a PhD in material science. People think, oh, doctor of philosophy is a great accomplishment. True. But we don't give a person who has learnt Salakshanam or a Ganapati the same kind of reverence. This is the sorry state of affairs in the society, not because they don't want to give, they don't know. They don't know what is involved in gaining such a qualification. That is why it is the duty of all grahasthas to first to know what we have in our scriptures. We are all very proud to say that we have inherited the highest, most cherished literature, the cherished sampradaya, the greatest tradition. But to do some justice to that, at least we should know what we have in our tradition. Then only we will be able to appreciate it better. And then the grahasthas, once they become informed grahasthas, then there is another problem. The problem is the Vaidikas have a bigger responsibility. They cannot just do away reciting some mantra and leave, because this grahastha knows. It is mutual. That is why always there is no shortcut to knowledge. We cannot get anything through without knowledge. For that the effort has to be put. It cannot just come to us. So that is why we have to become more informed grahasthas. And also the panditas, they also take some effort to educate the grahasthas also in a good manner. They have to say things in a way which is sweet. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat, satyam apriyam. Satyam cha anradam cha bruyat. So you have to say satyam only all the time. And you also say nice priyam, which are pleasing to others. If it is not priyam, don't say. But if it is satyam, even if it is not going to be priyam, you coat it with some sugar and give it to them. That is important. Because when we follow our swadharma, most problems in day-to-day life will be solved. Because we don't do that, that is a problem. And this is for everybody. Not just only for grahasthas, for panditas, for all people, this is a common dharma. So when we arrange these Veda Sammelanams, they have multi-purpose. Number one, as I told, to honor the Veda Panditas. That is the primary purpose. We have no other agenda. As far as the temple is concerned, this is our sampradaya, it is our kartavyam to promote Veda Pata, so we want to support Veda parties. Period. In the process, we also communicate in a forum what is our mutual responsibilities. In these times, people know their rights. Many people don't know their duties. This is a problem with everyone. Not just only grahasthas, for panditas, for everyone. We know our rights, we don't know our duties. Or we don't pay heed to our duties. But as grahasthas, we should understand both. As acharyas, you should educate people to be both in that. And when this is there, this dharma will only flourish.